اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين. ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين، أرواحنا له فداء. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد، كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما، وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان، وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. صدق الله العلي العظيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I begin in the name of Allah, the Beneficent and the Merciful. I send my salutations and greetings upon the Prophet Muhammad and his holy progeny. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he states in Surah Al-Hadid, that is chapter 57 of the Quran, verse 20, a parable about this world and about enjoying this world. He states that the world's life, that this world's life is only sport and a pastime, and show, and a cause of vainglory and pride amongst yourselves, and the multiplying of riches and children. And this is like the parable of the passing rain cloud that surprises or amazes those who disbelieve. For this rain cloud, it produces plants or flowers that turn yellow and flourish. Then after some time, they wither away. And thus is the path towards the next life, wherein there is a severe chastisement and or pardon and mercy from God. And this world's life is but a misleading enjoyment. In this particular parable, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he specifies or he states that innama al-hayatu dunya la'ibun wa lah. In Arabic language, innama is used to emphasize and to make something exclusively, saying that this life is a life of enjoyment, or at least this is the way it is perceived by many people, that it's a life that we come in this life, as we say in the West, that you only live once, so enjoy life or live it up. So this is the normative perception of life. It is something to do and to enjoy. And this is what people take it as: vain, sport, vainglory, to take pride amongst yourselves. Who has the most wealth? Who's driving the latest car? Who has the latest phone? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that this life is looked upon in this way. And he likens the parable of this life. He says, كَمَثْلِ غَيْثٍ. And the غَيْث is a rain cloud, one that passes. If we look in the sky and we see when a rain cloud is coming, often we can see it coming from a distance. And then it comes, it passes over us, and it keeps moving on. Of course, that rain cloud, it provides water to the vegetations, to plants, to flowers. It causes these flowers to flourish. But after some time, those flowers themselves, they wither away. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that this life is in the same way. It is passing. And as it passes, there are things which are enjoyable. There are things which people will take pleasure in. But what is important is how one makes use of this life as a path towards the next life. For in the next life, as he says, فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٌ. So in the next life, there will either be a severe chastisement or there will be pardon and mercy from God. And that depends on how one use or made use of this life and the things which this life bear, the fruits of this life. So what we can gain from this is that while this life, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he states, is a possible misleading and enjoying that we mislead ourselves by simply taking pleasure in this life and not focusing on preparing ourselves for the next life. So we must understand how to live a balanced life whereby we enjoy this life but also make it to the best of life in the hereafter. And this comes from one of the verses in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that the believer prays to Allah, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ, that O Allah, O our Lord, give us the best of this world and the best of the next world and protect us from the hellfire. One of the advices of Imam Ridha alayhi afdhalus salatu wassalam will help us to put this into perspective and focus, that how to enjoy the best of this life and the best of the next life. Imam Ridha alayhi afdhalus salatu wassalam, he says, وَاجْتَهِدُوا أَن يُكُونَ زَمَانُكُمْ أَرْبَعَ سَاعَاتِ. He says, try and make your best effort to spend your time in this world in 4 segments or 4 hours. So you want to divide your life into 4 parts. He says, Sa'atin lillah. So one part of your life, a part of your time that you spend in this world should be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship Allah, to supplicate, to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sa'atin l'amr al-ma'ash. The second segment of your life or part of your life should be for earning a livelihood, for living, to taking care of yourself, taking care of your family, and if possible as well, to give charity, to do good deeds. The third hour, sa'atan limu'ashirati al-ikhwan al-thaqat. So the third hour should be to spent on living and enjoying the company of your brothers, your sisters. And this is not necessarily blood brothers and sisters, but rather, he says, al-ikhwan al-thaqat, those individuals in your life, in your company, who are reliable. And the Imam, he explains that which individuals are reliable, these ikhwan al-thaqat. He says, they are those individuals who will inform you about your shortcomings, so that you can improve yourself. But at the same time, they will cover your shortcomings so as not to humiliate you. The fourth hour, segment of your life, as the Imam he states, he says, Sa'atan takhuluna fiha lilidhatikum. He says, and the fourth hour or segment of your life, it should be spent on things which you enjoy and you take enjoyment in. A hobby, a trade, something that you like to do. But of course, he gives also guidance in this manner, that those things which you like to do or that you take enjoyment in, that you take pleasure in, they should be things which are permissible and halal. And he actually says that this segment of your life, the things that you enjoy, whether it's to relax, whether it's to watch a movie, whether it's to exercise, he says that in this hour, or in this segment of your life that you take especially for yourself, he says that you should not speak with yourself, or you should not contemplate poverty, nor should you contemplate or spend that time in hoping that you will have a long life. He says, but rather in that time you should give yourself, he says, بِإِعْتَائِهَا بِإِعْتَاءِ النَّفْسِ مَا تَشْتَهِي مِنَ الْحَلَالِ. He says that your nafs, your soul, at times you are inclined towards certain things. He says, give yourself what it likes, but only from those things which are permissible. So sometimes people have cravings for chocolate. If the chocolate is permissible to eat, then eat the chocolate. He says, because this will help you in your worldly life. It would also help you in your faith, in your religion. For Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam, he ends this particular advice that divide your time in four segments: a time for Allah, for worship, for praying, for seeking your needs, a time for earning your livelihood, the third, a time for spending time with your brothers, your friends, your companions, the fourth time to give yourself what it pleases, what it likes, what it desires, but what is permissible from your desires. Then he states, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ تَرَكَ دُنْيَاهُ لِدِينِهِ وَدِينَهُ لِدُنْيَاهُ. That's a very wise statement. He says that that individual is not from among us, meaning not from among the followers of the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, who leaves this world or the pleasures of this world simply for religion, and leaves their religion simply for the world. In other words, one must have a balance in life where he partakes in this world, he enjoys the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to mankind in this world, but those blessings and those fruits which are permissible, and at the same time enjoy a religious life. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us all to achieve this balance in taking the best of this world and the best of the next world. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving all of us success, particularly in this blessed month of Ramadan, to have this time for worship, and then also for focusing on the other segments of our lives as well. As'alullah at-tawfiq li wa lakum wa akhir da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.